Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. The Ottawa Police Service says they are now well-equipped to end the occupation as they brace for a fourth weekend of protests in the downtown core. Deputy Police Chief Steve Bell was named as interim police chief after former chief Slowly stepped down on Tuesday amid heavy criticism. In a special meeting of City Council on Wednesday, Bell reported that the OPS is on a swift trajectory to end the occupation.
This morning, the command of the Ontario Provincial Police, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and the Ottawa Police Service were briefed on the significant steps being taken to bring a safe end to this crisis. The Ottawa Police remains the police of jurisdiction and the lead of this integrated command. This is the city we're sworn to protect. The RCMP and the OPP are here to support us, and I thank them for the significant efforts and resources that they are bringing forward. We have a methodical and well-resourced plan with a simple mission. Over the last few days, we've developed strategies to deal with all possible scenarios. We've been able to get the resource requests that we've been asking for, and we're able to pull together the resources that we need to successfully and safely end the occupation.
The presence of children in the red zone of the occupation has presented challenges for the police, according to Bell. He says police will attempt to peacefully extract children from occupied areas before escalating measures against demonstrators.
I'm very concerned about the children and others that are in the protest area. We continue to work with the Children's Aid Society, with other youth and children's service providers to look at the best way we can to have any of those children removed prior to us entering into any sort of engagement.
Under the Emergency Measures Act, which was invoked by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Monday, demonstrators bringing minors into the red zone could be fined up to $5,000. Bell's predecessor received heavy criticism from both city councillors and Ottawa residents for his handling of the occupation. When pressed by councillors on whether he supported the plan implemented by Slowly, Bell defended the police service's commitment.
What I'll say is I am absolutely invested to work with our partners to end this occupation. Know that I represent that on behalf of every member of our police service who is invested in ending this occupation. I've been fully briefed on the plan, and I have absolute confidence and support that this is the plan that we will roll out and will have success to end the occupation of our streets.
The rollout of police operations over the weekend will be carried out under the oversight of a reformed police services board after Councillor Diane Deans was ousted as the chair of the board on Wednesday. A motion to replace Deans was passed on Wednesday after it was revealed that she had circumvented the official hiring process to select an interim chief. Rideau Rockcliffe Ward's Ralston King, Ottawa's first and only black councillor, tendered his resignation from the OPSB on Wednesday. King cited Deans' dismissal as the reason for his resignation.
As a member of the police board, I was pleased to have the opportunity to improve the strategic direction of the police service under the leadership of Chair Deans. The chair, in my estimation, worked towards substantive functional reform of the police service. She committed to doing things different and undertook exploring more innovative and progressive approaches to community safety and well-being to produce better outcomes for everyone residing in the city of Ottawa. This incident has really brought this challenge around police governance to the surface. Since the mayor has a different vision of police governance in the city, I will be tendering my resignation forthwith.
Councillor Carol Ann Meehan and member Sandy Smallwood also resigned on Wednesday. The OPSB confirmed Councillor Eli Elshantiri as Dean's replacement on Thursday. Kitchissippi Ward Councillor Jeff Leeper took King's seat on the board, and resident Suzanne Valiquette replaced Smallwood. Bell delivered an update to the board on Thursday, saying he has confidence in the ability of the OPS to end the occupation forthwith.
We're going to take back the entirety of the downtown core and every occupied space. We're going to safely remove this unlawful protest. We will return our city to a state of normalcy. The Ottawa Police Service and our RCMP and OPP partners are committed to seeing this operation through to the end. This will take time and it will be methodical. More and more, we're also beginning to limit access to the entire area. Only those with lawful reasons to enter the core, such as residents, businesses, and other with lawful reasons, will be allowed into that area. The unlawful protesters must leave the area and will not be provided access. Our officers are facilitating the departure of anyone who wants to leave. There will be consequences, including arrest, for those unlawful protesters who attempt to remain.
Bell added that the police have appropriate and lawful methods of removing demonstrators who refuse to leave. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.